Heart Than Talent Radio.
Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Here we are, Facebook Live, More Heart Than Talent. First Tuesday of February, 2019. Roger Hughes, good to see you. Kelly, good to see you. As you come on the Facebook Live today, I will be saying hello. Byron Kent Jones. Kent and I go back many, many years, back into a leader who was one of the best clients I've ever coached, Chad Wade, back in the Chad Wade area. Hi, Mary Smith. Scott Huminsky. Denise, good to see you. Denise, let's see, Thomas Carter. All right, we're going to move right into the inspirational portion of today's call. And if Lisa Pazanza is in the call, Lisa, love you. Have a great afternoon. So my privilege and honor, I'm here in Northern California, beautiful February day where we seldom experience winter. Topic for today's Facebook Live is qualifying prospects for your time, qualifying prospects for your energy. Before I move into the topic today, a few quick announcements. This Saturday, we'll be in Ponte Vedra, Florida, with Susan Dampier and Colleen Olitsky. Now, my portion of the morning will be generic. The afternoon is private training for their team, and I want to thank those two ladies for having me in beautiful Ponte Vedra. That is the Jacksonville, Florida area. I will be there this Saturday. Next Saturday, I will be in my home city, Kansas City, Missouri. I grew up right below Omaha and spent a large percent of my life in the Missouri area as well. And I lived in Kansas City for 7 years, went to college right outside of that. So that's like a homecoming for me. Mike Pepler, good to see you. Darlene, good to see you. So Summer Blazer, good to see you. Brandy, Rafael, good to see you. So looking for Rafael, I'll see you and Barbara coming up this Saturday. So Kansas City on the 16th. The weekend of the 23rd is Breakthroughs to Success number 1 of 2019 and 125 in my career. And then March 2nd, I will be in Saddlebrook, New Jersey with Diane Hughes Hunt. So that'll be an absolutely awesome event. Diane has hosted many events for me in New Jersey. Very, very excited as I will be in Billings, Montana. I've spoken to Missoula, but I will be in Billings, Montana this April 27th with Beth Henning and her team. Tickets are already like off the charts for this event already. Beth is really taking that to the next level, so inspired to be in Montana. Ray Cataline will be going up there for a couple days. Very, very inspiring. And if you want to find out where I'll be speaking in the United States, you can go to my website, goldenmastermind.com. I also do free 20-minute coaching calls. So with that, let's move into the inspirational portion of today's call. Sales, selling, branding, marketing, being a person of influence and affluence, we all require customers, clients, people who buy our products, services, benefits, and features. We're all looking for that rock star producer. We're looking for that top tier client. We're looking for the people and the person who can open the door for us, who can expose us to a database of people who will buy our product, service, benefits, and features. We're also looking for that mentoree, that person that like Ray Cataline, my millionaire mentoree, or Alec Friel, or Keith Margison, or some of the other clients I've had who became my millionaire apprentices, some of those type of people that we're looking for. We're looking for those people who are seeking the knowledge, the content, who are in alignment with us. So for us to be able to attract to our reality the people, opportunities, and situations that we are seeking to create, we must be in consciousness. If you're in anxiety, fear, and doubt, you're going to be sending a mixed message. To attract to your reality that top-tier producer, that person that you can mentor, that person you can lead, that patient, that client who's going to open the door for you, you have to open the door for yourself. And you open the door for yourself with the questions you ask you and the questions you ask them. So questions become the answer. In 2008, I developed a groundbreaking product called The Psychology of Asking. Although I've never turned that content into a book, I've written 5 other books, but that content, Psychology of Asking, was originally a 10-CD audio program. Now, Kent Byron Jones, who's on this Facebook Live, bought that back in the day, and he will attest to it. It's a phenomenal product. But that product will really assist you to understand how to ask the questions in a sequence. Because in essence, when you're communicating with someone, what you're seeking is a match, not a mismatch, but someone who is in alignment with you. If you're in the dating world where you're looking for the ideal candidate, you're not looking for the person to be in conflict with. You're not looking for someone to violate you. You're not looking for a passive aggressive perpetrator. You're looking for someone you can fall in love with. And if you're seeking teammates, well, you don't have to fall in love with them. You want to be able to have a level of detachment, but there's also a level of energy you want to be able to share with people. And you're looking for people who are ideal candidates, not perfect candidates, but people who are in alignment with your character, with your purpose, with your goals, with your dreams, your mission, any multitude of situation, any words synonymously that you want to put in that sentence structure. You're looking for people who are warm, friendly, loving, spiritual, enlightened, people who are in consciousness. I mean, those are the ideal candidates. However, a large percent of the world will not be open to what you're marketing, selling, branding, delivering, the benefit, the feature, the product, the service, because they're not interested. And if they're not interested, it's going to be your responsibility, the ability to respond, to easily and effortlessly let people go. Now, the questions are the answer, because the questions are going to lead to the answers that you seek. That's the key to the door is the combination. There is no key. It's a combination. It's 37 right twice, 17 left once, 13 right once, click, a series of tumblers. That means that the tumblers line up, and the mechanism opens and the lock comes open. That's what learning how to ask the questions in a sequence can be and do for you. As I'm watching the people join us here, I see some of my clients like Hope Stetzer, who's been a client of mine for years. She understands this, that there's no magic. The magic is not a mystery. The magic is in the ability, your ability to ask the questions in a sequence. If I'm in Starbucks and I was recruiting talent, and I see someone behind the counter, and I see that they're a multitasker, they're good with people, and they come up to take my order, I'm going to look right there on the name tag, right there, and I'm going to go, oh, his name is Scott. I'm going to go, Scott, you are a multi-talented young man. Have you ever considered owning your own business? And if Scott goes, well, that's an followed by a preposition, sound by a preposition, Scott's going to tell me a story. And I didn't ask him to tell me a story. I asked me yes, no question. And so that was a trial closing question in the very first question. So you're going to ask a series of open-ended questions and a series of closed-ended questions. A closed-end question is a yes, no question. Are you committed to changing the quality of your life? Well, I've tried it before, but, you know, that didn't work out for me. I didn't ask him if it didn't work out for him. I asked him if he was seeking change. Yes, no question. And then open-ended questions are questions that you ask that allows the prospect or the person you're communicating with to tell you a little bit about them so that you can fact find and rapport build. In asking questions in a sequence, you're leading the prospect, you're leading the patient, you're leading the client, you're leading the potential buyer right up to the buy point so that the potential buyer, the client, the prospect can create the decision. They don't make a decision. They either decide or they don't. And if they do decide, they buy. And if they don't decide, they object. Now, it's going to be your responsibility to take this word out of your communication style. I'll make it nice and big today. See this word, reject? Prospects don't reject you. Prospects, clients, potential clients, they don't buy. Because number one, they're not interested. They don't buy, number two, because they can't commit. They don't buy because you did something that offended them. I mean, these are some of the reasons that people don't buy. As you become more versed and more skilled at sales talk, sales communication, the ability to convey your message, as you start to create clarity, as you let go of helping people, you're not selling products, benefits, features, and services to help them. You're selling it to provide a service, a value proposition, so that they can improve their quality of their life. I mean, don't overcomplicate simplicity. I mean, so if you're selling them toothpaste, it's not to help them, it's to brighten their teeth or to improve their breath or any multitude of situations. don't get so hung up on the codependent portion of addiction. Move into empowerment, consciousness, and enlightenment. True, is fanfare for the common man. We're here to really assist people, to empower them. But you're not building a business to be codependent. You're building a business so you and they can be independent. And you're looking for a series of independent buyers who see the benefits, the features, the values. They understand the value proposition, and they buy easily and effortlessly. I mean, that's ideally what you're seeking for. A client who sees the benefit, who understands the wisdom, who understands the value, and they're able to purchase without a series of excuses, validations, justifications. But because you're selling to Americans, Canadians, Australians, and people all over the world, you're going to encounter people's objections. An objection is not a rejection. An objection is a reason not to purchase. And that's what most of society will come up with. The number one reason they will come up with is money. Number two, they will want to think about it. Number three, they will want to do their research. Now, thinking about it and research is different. The person who does their research typically does do the research because they buy logically. They don't buy emotionally. The person who wants to think about it typically is using think to blow you off. They're stalling. They're buying time. And then there's the person who wants third-party accreditation, validation. They want someone else to acknowledge them. So they'll ask their husband, their wife, their significant other, or someone that they whose opinion they value. They'll ask for someone else's insight. Those are the four main objections. And then the fifth one is they're not interested. And if they're not interested, they're not rejecting you. They're not interested. And when you're encountering someone in the sequence of questions and qualifying the buyer, you're asking a question from the start of the conversation throughout the conversation so you can qualify the prospect to see if they're a qualified candidate. You're qualifying for the benefits, the features, for the opportunity to be a teammate, to be an employee, to be in your network, to be a vendor, to be a contractor, any multitude of situations. This content is valid no matter what you do. If you're looking for someone to date, mate, marry, soulmate, once again, you're looking for the ideal candidate. You want to qualify that person for what you're seeking. Now, for you to do this, I am clear. So here's the word that references clear. It's clarity. And so you're going to have challenges with this process until you're able to be clear and have clarity. You have clarity in the purpose. And if you don't understand why you own a business, if you're like, I want to bring my husband home, or, I want freedom. Well, that's great, dude, or whoever. But until you're clear on your purpose, until you're clear on your meaning, then you're going to be vague. And that means you're in a mixed message. And that mixed message telegraphs your anxiety. And your anxiety is anxiety, fear, and doubt. When you're able to separate your feelings from events, when you're able to let go of past regret and future anxiety, then you are you and you are free. When you are you and you are free, you're in an elevated state of energy called consciousness. And that conscious awareness is what allows you to understand, to know, to be aware, and to trust your feelings. The ability to trust your feelings is intuit, so intuition, and that's a know state. Now, when you know, you'll be able to let prospects go quickly without anxiety about making a mistake. You'll let go of prospects quickly because you're not concerned with being wrong, being right, with getting in trouble, being rejected, being abandoned, being neglected. You will change your story and you won't overcomplicate the situation. One of my clients said to me today, she goes, I listened to one of your live prospecting calls on recording and it was amazing how you were able to sit there and just call the numbers. They go, well, I have a lot of experience. I've been doing it since I was a teenager. It means I don't get attached to the outcome. I ask the same series of questions over and over, which creates what's called a repetition and experience, which leads to another term called auto-suggestion. It means it's automatic, autonomic, happens over and over, happens frequently, and there's an inner game and an inner understanding of this. People's behaviors. Human beings are predictable. The more you understand about people's predictability, the better you will be at understanding who's a qualified buyer and who's a non-qualified buyer. I mean, just common sense would dictate this. Would you drive over to someone's house, pick them up, drive them across town, show them a house that they can't qualify for the loan for? Probably not, because that would make sense to you. Well, the same application is applicable when it comes to recruiting. For you, if you own a network marketing direct sales business, if you're in a leveraged real estate business where it requires your ability to recruit talent, then it's your responsibility to be able to understand why people do what they do. It's going to be your ability to read the energy of someone. You're able to hear the word choices that they use in their sentence structure, and you're able to understand, is this a qualified prospect or not? Now, when you get attached to people, some of that's conditional based on how you've been conditioned to behave, but as you become detached, now there's a distinction between I don't care and I'm detached. I'm not suggesting that you don't care. I'm suggesting that you don't get attached to people and start romancing a situation that hasn't happened. It's the death of your energy oftentimes when you start romancing. Oh my God, this person's got this huge database and they're going to open it up for me. Or this person's really wealthy. They're going to be able to buy a lot of products from me. Well, that's not necessarily true, because the reason that you're communicating with people is to fact find, to find out the facts by the questions you ask. And what you're doing is conducting a very relaxed interview. Your objective is not to intensively interview someone. Your objective is to be in a relaxed energy with a level of clarity in your communication style, tone in your voice, where people know that you're an authority on your products, your benefits and features. You don't have to be an expert, but you understand the basics. And what you want to be an expert at is being yourself. And as you become an expert at being yourself, then you are you. That's infinite self. Then you're not walking around the planet going, I'm not sure if I'm good enough. I might be good enough for a job, but I'm not sure if I'm good enough for a business. And I'm going to go and engage in this in a mixed message. Please join me, but don't get started because I'm not sure if I'm good enough. Hi, buy my product, but I'm not sure if I can deliver it to you tomorrow. Now, when you're in this kind of overwhelmed state called anxiety, you're transmuting your feelings from anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, and most importantly, overwhelmed feelings, and then grief and apathy. But a large percent of the sales non-professionals who seek to be professionals get overwhelmed before they start because of the anxiety of failing, succeeding, being abandoned or rejected. As you begin to no longer be the mind-body connection to the events that shape your feelings, then you are in the flow. Now, I see that my very good friend TC Bradley is on the Facebook Live today. TC, who is my book coach. TC is one of the best book authorities in America. He assisted me to take The Breakthrough Factor to bestseller in two different categories. Very interesting story. TC placed an ad in the USA Today that I responded to 23 years ago, I answered TC's ad, and he also is a very skilled prospecting professional. He's a closer. For you to be a closer, you let go of your anxiety while you're posing as one. And closers don't pose. Closers create outcomes. Closers close the transaction. Closers don't live in open loops. Closers are finishers. And to be a finisher, you ask questions that are trial closing questions up front so that you can gauge, is this prospect the type of person that I want to partner with? Is this a qualified buyer, a brand partner that I would want to sell my products to? Is this someone that I can feel good about delivering my products to? I mean, you start to have a sense of feeling, and this is done in consciousness without judgment. And self-esteem does not judge, because self-esteem is love. And as you live in esteem of self and have regard for self and others, then there's no rejection. There's no abandonment. And when you're prospecting, prospecting isn't winning and losing. If you close the sale, you're not a winner. And if you don't close a sale, you're not a loser. If you close a sale, you closed a sale. And if you close a lot of sales, you're a closer. It doesn't mean you're a winner or a loser. When you move out of this black and white dichotomy of good enough, not good enough, then you're not a winner or a loser, and you're not in a black and white world, and then you're not good enough and not good enough. You are you and you are free. And then not good enough and good enough never enter the equation because you are self. And in self, you're not worried about the outcome. You're being yourself. I hear people use the word authentic all the time. It's not a word I use. I use self. So in self, there is no good enough because it doesn't register in self. Self is self. And self is simplicity. And in being yourself, that's you. That's who I am. And you're able to present that. So when someone doesn't buy from you, you can say, thank you very much. This is who I am. You have a great day. And you're not angry. You're not upset. Your day isn't ruined. You weren't rejected. And you can move on to the next project. You can move on to the next prospect. You can move on about your day in an easy, effortless flow called consciousness. And it's that state of awareness, that state of consciousness that allows you to ask the questions in a sequence. Now, here are a few of the questions that you'll ask in a qualifying question. How serious are you? How serious are you about changing the quality of your life? How serious are you about improving your health? How serious are you about writing a book? So serious is a word that's used, it's an embedded command. So serious is a word that's used in a sentence to gauge the outcome. How committed are you? Committed, serious, these are two words that you can use in a sentence early in a conversation to gauge someone's commitment. Now you're gonna hear a lot of predictability. When you ask someone a commitment question and they is usually followed by a preposition well. Well is then followed by a story. So when people tell you stories on a commitment question, it allows you to understand they're probably not committed. But you can go ahead and ask the rest of the questions. And incidentally, this is not scripted behavior. This is repetition and experience, conditioned behavior that allows you to become exceptional at this process. People ask me, Jeff, how did you get so good at this? I started my sales career when I was a teenager with a company called Time Life Books, Denver, Colorado. I graduated a degree in radio and television, and I didn't specialize in radio and television. I specialized in radio and television sales. I became the sales manager at my campus radio station, Northwest Missouri State University, KDLX. That's where I started really learn the art of selling. I sold Yellow Pages, radio, television, straight commission, territorial sales jobs, became very good at it, launched my network marketing direct sales career in the mid-late 80s, and Herbalife was the very first network marketing company that I had any measure of success in 1990. So I've been a sales professional a long time, read the How to Master the Art of Selling in 1985, and I've read hundreds of books on spirituality, sales, branding, marketing, recovery, enlightenment, and much content on how to be my best me. And what most people overlook, and this is so imperative, that if you're going to choose sales as your profession, that you buy into the vocation, number one. Number two, the cornerstone of qualifying a prospect is asking the questions. So the questions are asked with 5 to 15 words that end with the question mark. And your objective is not to tell them everything about what you're selling. Now, you may, whatever you're selling may require you to give some explanation, but keep in mind the average attention span of the average person is 28 to 45 seconds, somewhere in that span. So you want to be able to be clear with your message and be able to deliver a message in short increments so that you're not doing the talking. Your objective is to ask the questions to qualify the prospect. What do you do for a career? How long have you been an attorney? Where did you go to law school? Is that a good profession for you? No, I hate it. Okay, there's the opening. Oh, I love it. Good. Why would you want to start a second business along with being an attorney if you already enjoy what you do? I mean, you want to ask these questions. You also want to let go of these questions in your analytical, egoic mind. I don't want to offend someone. I don't want to appear to be nosy. I don't want them to think I'm trying to sell them something. I don't want to offend someone. I don't want to make a mistake. I don't want to fail. When you're in this kind of energy, you're in a mixed message. When you're in this type of energy, you're in the hands-free zone. This is the flow. This is prosperity, prospero. Now I have people go, I like to stand up and prospect. I like to pace. Well, it's good. Whatever's good for you. Personally, I like to have my ass right here. Ass in chair. I'm a desk guy. I like to sit at my desk with a window right like one right there. And I like to prospect all day long. When I finish this call today, I have three coaching leads that I will be calling in the next hour because I have a break. So I live the philosophy I teach. I'm a skilled prospecting professional. I create transactions daily. I provide value and service and constantly raise my value. And you can be that same type of professional as you let go of the anxiety and the events that shape your feelings so that you can no longer be the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your anxiety, which specifically your rejection abandonment issues. As you begin to let go, then you can ask these questions of, how long have you been an attorney? How long have you been a nurse? Why do you want to leave the nursing profession? Why do you want to start your own business? Why do you want to improve the quality of your health? Have you ever dieted before? Have you ever used wellness products before? Why do you want to improve the quality of your life? If money weren't an option, what would you do with your life? See, these are the questions that you ask in the sequence. And this is so easy and so simple when you let go of the stories and the anxieties that you continue to tell yourself that keeps you neurochemically addicted to a set of feelings that you perpetuate over and over to fulfill your disappointment. I will be back here next Tuesday and every Tuesday for the rest of this year, Facebook Live, More Heart Than Talent. This call or this live is recorded and is downloadable on goldenmastermind.com. Will be available at 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time tomorrow on Wednesday. If you're seeking a free 20-minute coaching call, feel free to send me a message on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram with your phone number, and I will respond to you very, very quickly. Christy Little, look forward to seeing you. Myra, good to see you. Roger Hughes, thank you for the compliment. And TC Bradley, thank you for being my great friend for 23 years. Have a great afternoon, everyone.